Welcome back to Engaging the Community, our monthly program with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. I'm Jennifer Moore, and I'm joined in the studio once again by Cliff Smart. Thanks so much for coming back.
Thanks, Jennifer. Always good to be here.
Today, we are talking about Missouri State University's homecoming, which is upon us, and particularly the events that have long involved the community. What can you tell us about this year's homecoming?
Yeah, and so homecoming on campus starts on Sunday, and for the students, there are competitions and fun things every day, every evening, from Rockstar, which is a singing competition Tuesday night, to the Yell Like Hell pep rally on Thursday, and many, many, many things. For our community, it really starts Friday. And so we'll celebrate inducting six members into our Wall of Fame at 4 o'clock. There's a Miranda Lambert concert at JQH Arena that evening. And then on Saturday, you know, it begins with the parade. There's a men's and women's basketball scrimmage. By the way, the men were picked to win the league yesterday. Women are picked to come in second.
Big
excitement around basketball. So you'll get your first look at them over at the queue at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Bearfest Village opens shortly after that. We always kick off football at 2 o'clock, and then it's on.
So that's something that's new this year. MSU has really promoted this secret event that's happening. We do know the time, we know the date, we know that it's being described as epic and transformative, and we now know that actor John Goodman is coming to be part of the festivities. What more can you tell us?
So what I would tell you is it's going to be fun, and it's going to be a big party. And I've seen some rehearsals, and so there's going to be music and theater kind of pieces, and some people that are identified with Missouri State University, besides John Goodman, will be back on campus. I've got a tiny little role as usual, and then we'll kick it off with a food truck fair afterwards, and fireworks set to, I think, a Queen musical tribute. And it's just going to be a fun time for people that are connected to the university, alums and friends and students and employees, to all get together and think about the future of the university. And we may have a little announcement thrown in there somewhere.
So I have to ask you, are you able to spill the beans or at least give us any hints whatsoever on what the announcement may be?
I can't. And so you've just got to be there. Now, if you live in Springfield, you have to be there to hear it. If you live beyond Springfield, we're going to stream the event, so you could track it that way. And, you know, there'll be television and newspaper coverage as well.
One of the perks of living in a so-called college town like Springfield is that there comes a sense of pride and a sense of identity with the universities that are affiliated here. I'm just wondering if you can touch in just a few seconds on the history of homecoming around Missouri State, and perhaps before that, Southwest Missouri State University, and how it has really shaped this community.
I think we do homecoming really well. And over the last 7 or 8 years, with tailgating moving on to campus, the whole Saturday football experience on campus has just grown. And so on any given Saturday where we're playing a home game, there are likely to be 8,000 to 10,000 people here for several hours interacting with each other at, you know, an alumni tent, a football alumni tent, a international students tent, a college tents, and on and on and on. And it's just a way to connect. You know, one of my favorite events is the Golden Bears event, which is at 11 o'clock on Saturday, which means if you graduated from the university 50 plus years ago, we always have several hundred of those folks on campus to reconnect with each other. But, you know, whether you went to school here or not, you know, it's like if you live in Fayetteville, if you live in Springfield, if you live in Columbia, it's fun to be associated with and connected to the local university. Because whether it's concerts or arts or public affairs and issues and sports and theater, I mean, the university brings that vitality and interest. And, you know, we've got multiple universities here, and so there are 45,000 students. It's about a third of our population. And so connecting to the big public local university just makes our community better. We drive things that happen here, and we want everybody, whether you're our grad or not, to be on campus a week from Saturday.
A Again, that's Cliff Smart, president of Missouri State University, talking about what the community can expect for Bears Homecoming 2019, which is next weekend, October 25th and 26th. I'm Jennifer Moore. This has been Engaging the Community here on KSMU.